I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A bill to prohibit a commonly used second trimester abortion procedure has advanced in the Alabama legislature. The Senate voted 30-2 today for Republican Senator Phil Williams' bill. A companion bill in the House has passed out of committee. This legislation would prohibit a procedure called dilation and evacuation, or D&E. The bill would allow the procedure in the event of a serious health risk to the mother. The bill's supporters describe the procedure as heinous and barbaric. Democratic Senator Roger Smitherman says he doesn't support the procedure but believes the root of the issue is personal choice. The University of South Alabama's Mitchell Cancer Institute held a groundbreaking ceremony today for its new Fairhope facility to serve Baldwin County and beyond. The new institute will be tailored to creating a warm atmosphere and will feature easier parking access. It will help the institute move toward National Cancer Institute designation as a comprehensive cancer center. Dr. Michael Finan is the director of the Mitchell Cancer Institute. He says the new facility will help the institute improve its research capabilities.
The other thing that is mandatory for NCI designation is participation in basic and translational research. So we're also looking for a cure for cancer through our basic and translational research, trying to find new ways to treat it, new ways to detect it early, and new ways to attack cancer.
Dr. Finan would also like to particularly welcome cancer survivors to the ceremony, which is open to the public. Areas across the state will be remembering those lost in the tornado outbreak of April 27, 2011 tomorrow. One of the communities hit hardest was the small northwest Alabama town of Phil Campbell. The tornado that came through there nearly destroyed the entire town. Merrill Potter is Phil Campbell's police chief. He says since the storms, he has felt a sense of camaraderie among the residents that hasn't been there in a long time.
Neighbors became neighbors. It's something we hadn't seen in a while. And what's great about that is that feeling is lingering on. The neighbors that became neighbors are still neighbors. And this is awesome to see people out in the yards working with each other and talking to each other and just being a neighborhood town again.
To learn more about the recovery in Phil Campbell and other efforts of the state, go to APR.org to listen to APR's 8-part series on the 5th anniversary of the April 27th, 2011 storms. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama as well as the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows between the lower and mid-60s, and mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 60s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.